from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
And now we're into pads, and now we're playing the real game. So the techniques and fundamentals, some of that still doesn't change. We've been working on those, and it's important that those carry forward today when we're in pads.
Mike Danger.
Right now feels like this could be as good as it gets in terms of where the Bills are at, how they look, the overall climate around the organization right now.
Gene Battaglia.
Perfect weather. Yes, there were some mistakes on the field, but knock on wood or something, like, we can't report on any injuries here, folks. Everything really feels good in the sunshine here at Fisher.
We love you!
Oh, we love you too. Thanks, Perino clan. How nice. We just got Perino bombed. I love it.
Thank you.
95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia at St. John Fisher University Buffalo Bills training camp. We are here because of A Swim and Leisure, Chilai Avenue, Ridge Road, Webster, aswim.com, Maddie's Motorsports with locations in Farmington, Spenceport, and Dansville, and maddiesmotorsports.com. All of our guests appear on the Ace Swim and Leisure hot seat, like Maddie Glab from buffalobills.com, Buffalo Bills team reporter, and of course, One Bills Live as well. Maddie, good to see you in person. Thanks for making some time for us here at St. John Fisher.
Good to see you guys, too. I didn't know I had a Maddie's Motorsports website, but, you know, I'm going to have to check it out after this. I'm excited.
I believe they're M-A-D-D-I-E. You are D-D-Y.
D-D-Y, but my D-D-Y. Aunt always spells it I-E, so I just let people do what they want to do. I know some people get upset with that, like spell my name how it's supposed to be spelled, but you spell however you want. It's all good.
Maddie, great to have you on here. And I think Danger and I and a lot of other Bills observers have to thank you for all the work you did during the draft.
Oh,
like, my gosh. Like, have you started for next year's draft process yet?
I take a break for a while. I'm not like those really, really dedicated people who, after the draft is over, it's like, here's the mock draft for 2025. No, we got to get through a season first. We got to get ready for the season. We're in training camp right now, but after the season is over is usually when I start to cue that stuff up again. I give myself at least until after the season.
Maddie, I mean, you scouted and did a lot of work on a lot of these prospects that ended up getting drafted. I'm curious as to what you think or how you think the rookies have done so far here. Keon, there's certainly an opportunity heading out for Cole Bishop, knowing what we know about the Mike Edwards injury. What's your overall takeaway on the rookies so far at camp?
Yeah, I'll start with Keon. It's been fun to see him make an impression from day one. I figured it wouldn't take too long for him to make his presence known on the field. We know he's a talker. We know that awesome personality that we got to see right when he got drafted by the Bills during that first press conference. But the questions were, what's going to happen when the pads come on? What's going to happen in training camp? You have OTAs and mandatory mini camp to learn the playbook, to get a little bit of a feel with your teammates and your quarterback and Josh Allen. And then he was able to go to Nashville with the offense, which I think was awesome when it comes to building chemistry, getting to know each other off the field, do a little bit of on-field work too. But you never want to put too many expectations on a rookie. And we hear that from Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean all the time. And we see that with the way that they roll out rookies. I mean, last year was very different for the rookies in Osiris Torrance, who didn't miss a snap, and also Dalton Kincaid, who played a lot too. we'll see what the case is for this year. I would have to imagine you've got to get a wide receiver like Keon Coleman involved early because of what we've seen this week. Him and Josh Allen have connected on a few really nice balls. You can tell his hands are elite. He had 11 touchdowns last season. Coleman's only had 5 drops in his career, and today during practice, he had a rep where it was an incompletion, but came back in the final period of practice and was going up against Christian Benford. Josh Allen rolls out to the right. Keon Coleman is following him out, and Josh was able to find Keon. Keon kind of bobbled the ball just a little bit because he had to reach out. He had to really extend those arms to make the grab. Bobbled it once, was able to secure it into his body for a catch. And those are the plays that you see and you're like, oh, he's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting to watch him on Sundays. And then for the safety, Cole Bishop, we heard from Rasul Douglas today. And I asked Rasul, you know, Micah and Jordan Poyer were here last year. Rasul said, I used to listen to them all the time. That's where I took my cues from because I was a player who was walking in here in October in the fall, halfway through the season, trying to figure out this defense, and they really helped me. They told me what to do. Now without Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde, who is he listening to? And he said, you know, Taylor Rapp is doing a great job of talking. So is DeMar Hamlin. Cole Bishop is a rookie. We've got to get him talking more. But that makes sense for a rookie. First week of training camp, trying to understand how everything goes. It's probably a little bit tough to start speaking right away, but that guy is going to have a big opportunity with Mike Edwards missing all of OTAs and mandatory minicamp, which is such a bummer for him to miss that due to injury. Now he comes out here and is week to week with a hamstring injury. This is time for Cole Bishop to show what he's made of. He was a guy who at Utah, they used him all over the place. He accrued quite a few sacks too during his collegiate career as well. So maybe this is a time to shine. Maybe this is a time to show, hey, I can do this as a rookie, but they've both been nice to watch in the first few days of camp.
Yeah, I think that Cole Bishop, they didn't spend that second-round pick to have him just be a reserve. They want him at some point. I'm going to ask you the question that you don't know the answer to, and then, frankly, I don't know if Sean McDermott and his staff know the answer to, but like, at what point do you see a natural handing off of the baton? Because at least you're at the beginning. I think you're okay with Taylor Rapp, who really came on last year. If you talk about DeMar Hamlin, because it's more than a human interest story. He's having a good camp so far.
Yeah, DeMar Hamlin has had a great camp so far. He said, you know, I am hungry for this opportunity. He knows there's an opportunity for him. The coaching staff is putting him in that conversation of, hey, you're in line to make a run for this job, depending on how camp goes for you. I think it was good last year for Hamlin to get back into things. I mean, the year before was such an intense season, especially to finish the year like he did with that cardiac arrest episode, come back this year and kind of get his legs under him. This season is about being an NFL player again, contending for the opportunity that he has. It's been fun to see him. It's been fun to watch what he's able to do. You talk to him. DeMar is right there. He's got that smiley, lovely personality that we've all gotten to know. But when you talk to Hamlin's teammates, it's about he's here to compete. He wants the job. He knows he has this opportunity out there, and he's going to do what he can do best to go grab it. And it's not that he's just going to try. He's been making plays during camp. Hamlin has been all over the field just as much as a few other guys have as well. So now that the pads are on, we are really going to see what this defense is made of.
Bills team reporter Maddie Glapp stopping by the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia, live from St. John Fisher University and Buffalo Bills training camp. Maddie, I want to go back to a couple more rookies. One that I feel like is going to be a part of a rotation. Another one that was drafted, and when he was drafted, I was like, that's a curious one. Cedric Van Frank Granger was drafted as a center out of Georgia. He's got a lot of experience in a winning program, And immediately I thought, well, I guess that's a depth piece. Or is it more than that, knowing that Connor McGovern wasn't a center last year and is sliding over to that role? I'm curious as to how you, if you see him being used as a depth piece, or do you see more for Van Prangranger? And then the other one is Dwayne Carter. We know how much Sean McDermott likes to rotate through that defensive line, and it feels like that's a guy that could also seize an opportunity here as a rookie early on a camp.
Yeah, Van Prangranger and even Tylan Grable, the tackle who he drafted out of UCF, those two players have really done a lot of repping through rotations. Now, not like first team all the time or anything like that. They're running with the twos and the threes, likely so. For rookies, I view both of those guys as depth pieces, and I'm excited about that because I think we have some really great depth in our offensive line room. I am excited to see this version of the offensive line when I'm thinking about the starting five out there with Connor McGovern at center and David Edwards shifting in. But if you have injuries, which hopefully we do not, I think the depth that we're going to have, thanks to some of those rookies like Cedric Van Prangranger and Tylan Grable, I think the depth pieces that we have now in that group are amazing. And a lot of teams can't say that. There's so many offensive lines who don't make it through the season. I think we were the only one who did and just had one player go off for a series, which was Deion Dawkins. Yeah. I want to say it was. I believe we were the only team who made it through with the starting five who started week one and made it all the way through to the end of the season. But a lot of guys, a lot of teams go through quite a few offensive linemen, and that depth really gets tested. You have to have great depth at that O-line position, and I think we do this season. I think even if guys go out, they've got some great options right behind the starting five.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Maddie Glab, as she is our guest, practice number five was in full pads today. And at the beginning of the show today, Maddie, we were having this debate. Terrell Shavers, can he make this team?
I think he's got a chance. This is the year for him to do it. I mean, you start crunching the numbers. Okay, how many wide receivers are they going to keep in that room on the 53? Maybe six is the magic number this year, just like it was last year. You go through, okay, Keon, Curtis, Khalil, Mack, those guys have had great camps so far. Who is going to be competing for spot five and six? And Tyrell Shavers is right there. He has been in the past. He's a player who, you speak to other guys on this roster. Rasul Douglas spoke to the media today. He was asked about Tyrell Shavers this year, this camp, and Douglas said, He's been great last year. I think it was Ed Oliver who said that because Rasul Douglas came in later, obviously. But these guys know the impact that Tyrell Shavers can have when the ball's in his hands. He's had some nice catches over the last two practices, repping with Josh Allen, catching the ball from Josh Allen. So I think this is the year that he can really contend for a spot. He's been itching and scratching for it and clawing for it, and I think this is the year where he where he can make the roster. I think he's talented enough to do so. It's just putting days together, and it's just like we hear Sean McDermott say, it's stacking those days. I think if he can put a consistent camp together, he has a really good shot at making this team.
Maddie, we saw tempers flare yesterday, carried over to practice today. You would expect it with pads coming on, and we had Greg Rousseau on with us earlier, who basically said, yeah, this is fine. We all understand, like, this is just the heat of competition, and it makes us better. I'm curious, from what we know of Sean McDermott, do you think he likes the team getting into it and mixing it up the way we've seen the last couple of days? Or do you think he's against what he's seeing, teammates going after other teammates?
We hear Sean McDermott preach competition. Camp is for competition. You bring guys into position groups to create competition during camp. You want to see the best versions of these players through competition. And I think you love a little bit of scuffle. You want guys to compete to the point where they're so fired up about it, they have no choice but to get in a little bit of a scuffle. But I think if it goes too far, there's a problem. Sean McDermott spoke to the media today. He said pads are on, but it's not like we're trying to beat the crap out of each other, right? We're putting the pads on for a reason, and it's to practice, and we love that competition. So I think they invite a little bit of that intensity that we've seen over the past couple days. I think it's good for the guys. Ed Oliver spoke to the media today, and he said, you know, I think the aggression in practice today was due to the pent-up energy that we've had over the last week. He said, we haven't had pads on until today. There's a tempo. There's a way that you have to go about things. And some people have been breaking that code, breaking that law, going a little too hard without the pads on. Pads are on today, so now we can finally compete with those guys. It's even now. The tempo is go out and get it.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to go by really quick because we've got the blue and the red coming up Friday. You've got a Bears preseason game coming up, and then not only do you go to Pittsburgh, a little scrimmage against the Steelers. Yeah. How do you think that's going to go, practicing with the Steelers there?
It'll be fun to have a practice against somebody other than yourselves, right? I think we know the dog days of training camp and how tiring it can get. Just from us as media watching practices, I love it. I'm so blessed to have this job. But, you know, day 15, day 20, it's like these guys are going up against each other again.
Maddie, what day of the week is it? Pop quiz.
Oh, my gosh. Is it Tuesday? Is it Monday?
You really don't know.
Today's
Wednesday?
Monday.
Oh, my gosh.
Monday.
Yeah. See, we're into, like, today was practice number 5, and I can't tell you
that's
what
all
day
you know.
Of the
that's
week
all
is.
You know.
I just know we have an off day on Wednesday that I'm looking forward to. But, no, these guys are so used to going up against each other. I think going up against somebody that you don't see every single day is going to do you good. But you have to be careful about doing that. And Sean McDermott explained that today. McDermott said, we're going to compete and practice against a team where I know the head coach and I know how they go about their business. You can't just go up against any team where you don't have a relationship, because it is a very careful thing that you're doing. You don't want to see any injuries out on the practice field. We've seen so many guys already tear their ACLs across different teams. It's heartbreaking. It's terrible. And to have a joint practice with another team where things may get a little bit more heated or intense and an injury come out of that, nobody wants to see that. So it makes sense that he's doing it with the Steelers, knowing the connection that Sean McDermott has to that team and Mike Tomlin. So I'm excited to see it. I think it's the perfect way to get ready for that second preseason game.
Maddie, two new coordinators with the Bills this season. I mean, both familiar with the team, obviously part of the team last year, but last year at this time, Joe Brady was a quarterback's coach. Bobby Babich was not defensive coordinator. What's your first impression of both the new offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator for the Bills?
Just as people, those two guys are so fun. You've got some young energy infused in this team, and you look around too, there's a lot of young coaches on this staff right now, and I think Sean McDermott does that for a reason, for the relationship aspect that these guys get to build with their position coaches. They feel like they can relate better to some of these younger players. And we've had some fantastic coaches and coordinators in here in the past, so not to say that that wasn't right when they were here. But I really love Joe Brady and Bobby Babich. I think they are so passionate about the jobs that they have, and they are taking it very, very seriously. it's funny to hear them talk about each other too, because Joe Brady was asked about Bobby Babich, you know, how do you like going against him in practice? And it seems like they give each other crap sometimes and, you know, like to have fun out there because of the personalities that they have. They love to celebrate with their players. They love to encourage their guys. So I am looking forward to seeing what the offense and defense looks like this season. I think we're going to see a similar version as we did comparing it to last season. But you're going to see some new wrinkles in there. You're going to see some new concepts just because of the new faces that you have on both sides of the ball. Joe Brady was asked about what is this offense going to look like, and he said, you know, every season you have new faces, you have to evolve, you have to grow, and you have to change because your tape is out there. It's not like you're going to roll the same thing out there that you did last season in week one of this year, because guys know how to defend it, so you do have to change a little bit, and I believe that's the case for both sides of the ball. So I'm eager to see those two in week one. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Maddie, this is what, year three for you here in Rochester?
Year, oh my gosh, let me do the math.
Yeah,
we
or
didn't,
is it four?
We didn't do it in COVID for 2 years, right?
Right, right.
So this will be year four.
Year four.
Year
okay.
four for me out in Rochester, year six with the team.
Okay, so I feel like our job, Danger and I, we are here to report and give opinion on what we're seeing at Buffalo Bills camp. I also feel like for our visitors from Buffalo, we have to kind of be
ambassadors,
yeah. You know, okay. Like about this. And so we put this on the poll.
Yep.
Which one Bills Live personality is the most likely to accept an invite from Danger Battaglia to experience a true Rochester plate? And I guess if I stop right there, I'm making an assumption. Do you know what a plate is?
I do know what a plate is, but I have yet to have one.
Okay, do you want to guess who's leading in this? Our choice is Brownie, Tasker, Maddie, producer Jay Harris.
Well, I know how Tasker houses a burrito. I don't know if you guys have seen it. We've put the video out there before. He will house a Chipotle burrito in a break in like 2.5 minutes. So because of his eating habits, how he goes to town on anything in front of him, I would say it's Steve Tasker.
It's Tasker, 40% right now.
Woo! Yeah. I know. Yeah. That's our guy.
It felt like an automatic.
I mean, I think we should take this a step further. He has to do the plate, but he has to do it during a break during One Bills Live.
Ooh. Speed eating.
Yeah. He's the king of speed eating.
Ooh. There's no way.
Sometimes I have to look away when
there's
he's eating
no
during
way.
A break.
You can't do it.
He's not doing
he
a plate
do
during
it.
One break.
Oh, I think he can.
There's no. Now we have a challenge.
Do not doubt Steve Tasker.
That's a lot
maybe.
For. I mean, even a guy as immortal as Steve Tasker.
I don't think he chews. I think he just like will take one bite and it just goes down.
When we learned this online from him responding, not only has Chris Brown had a plate, he said he did a second one on a dare in one sitting.
What? Brownie?
Right. Yeah. Right.
Wow. That's crazy.
But see, Maddie doesn't know because she's never had one.
I've never had one.
We have to experience. We have to impart this experience of Rochester.
I would try a couple bites. I don't know if I could finish an entire plate myself, but I would.
No shame in not finishing.
Okay.
We have our good friend. You're familiar with Matt Perino. We took him out for his garbage plate last. I mean, he was like a toddler playing with his food. He was like moving peas around on the plate. He couldn't finish it.
Do you guys like him?
I mean, we're from here. Yes. Of course. Like asking somebody from Buffalo if they eat wings. Yeah, of course. Yes, it's our thing. We own it.
Okay, I feel like maybe people not from Rochester, and you talk about a garbage plate, people are like 50-50 on it. I'm not trying to throw shame on the garbage plate.
It absolutely is a 50-50 proposition when you first bring it up. And I remember when I first moved here, my first plate, I'm like, you're going to feed me what?
Yeah.
And like, it's garbage plate. I'm like, what in the world? And they fed it to me. I'm like, well, I'm hooked. This is fantastic. I think that there also needs to be, I think you have to be in a certain state of mind.
Yeah.
I think to truly enjoy a plate. I don't know that Tasker, well, he's pretty high on life. So maybe he could actually enjoy a plate while on the air during a break.
I think he could. Mm. On the air during the break, and then after, he can go double whammy after give him a couple pops after the show, and he'll be ready for round two.
Maddie, what are you working on at BuffaloBills.com that we could check out? And by the way, a big congratulations to you. We know we're going to see
you
on the sidelines coming up here this season.
I appreciate it. I'm so excited to do the preseason sidelines with our guys, Steve Tasker and Andrew Catalan. That's going to be amazing to do so. What do we have on the horizon? We are doing practice notebooks every single day, so I will do probably every other day I write those, so make sure you stay on BuffaloBills.com to check those out. We also are doing some video features. We like to have a little bit of fun with our players during camp where it's not as serious, and we do these position group features, so it's kind of get to know the position group. We are filming our first one with the defensive line tonight after walkthrough. So I think Ed Oliver, Daquan Jones, and AJ Epinesa are going to be a part of that one. So we try and get them to rag on each other, laugh a little bit. And those usually come out to be, you know, some fun pieces where you get to learn a little bit more about the group, in that you get to know them a little bit better off the field.
And it's a literal practice notebook. Like, she's
got
her notes. You are prepared.
I'm prepared. Yeah. Gotta be.
She's the news reporter here, writing everything down.
These are serious news, lady.
Maddie, appreciate you making time for us. Let's do it again soon.
Yeah.
Maddie Glab, BuffaloBills.com, our guest here in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia. Quick break, and we come back with Sal Capaccio, WGR, next.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.